time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Michael Pierce met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Pittsburgh on Saturday night.
It was very important for me to stay here. I didn't know that was a possibility at the beginning of the year. Just prayed and just let God lead me. And thankfully, I've been healthy. And I'm super, super grateful they wanted me back. So just working and trying to put myself in the best position to be able to play.
Do you feel like it's part of the reason this organization is so successful is that even, you know, you're in the middle of a very important, you know, push to the postseason, but they're always sort of thinking about business ahead too?
Yeah, definitely. I've been a part of just a lot of teams with great vets. So, obviously, you know, Marshall Yonda, Eric Weddle, but they had guys like Albert McClellan, Anthony Levine, those kind of guys, those glue guys who do the dirty work. And those were guys who took a liking to me when I was undrafted and kind of showed me the way. And it's an honor to them that I'm still playing and I kind of know what's going on. So I just kind of try to fall in that kind of mold. It was awesome. Like I said, I didn't expect it, but I'm super, super grateful that that they want me back, and I'm just happy to be here.
Was it a prolonged situation? You got this done, knocked it
out? No. Like I said, I played for two organizations. I played here the longest. This is like home to me. So for me to be able to wrap my career up here, it's a dream come true.
Like obviously the circumstances were different today with you guys having clinched. Yeah, what do you take away from this performance, and you know, how do you apply it maybe to help you guys as you wrap up for the next?
Yeah, we got a lot of young guys that was able to play today. Like I said, if you made any technical errors, any MAs, any kind of those things, you got to clean that up. But like I said, for us, it was just we wanted to win, obviously, but we got a lot of guys who don't normally get those reps, a lot of game experience. So that'll play, obviously, a big role going forward if injuries happen, anything like that. But like I said, we came up short today, but we got some lessons we can learn from that.
Mike, you were here in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys make best use of the next 2 weeks?
So from what I understand, we'll be doing the stadium practice and just being more mindful of not coming out slow. I remember we came out really, really slow in that Titans game. Derrick Henry ran for Jesus knows how many yards. But, we got a good plan, and Coach Harv is on top of it. So we'll be working mostly through the break and obviously getting guys healthy. But we'll be working, and we're definitely mindful of what happened last.
Mike, what's your defensive lineman here? Davian at sack.
Yeah.
And it seemed like everyone was aware that there might be an incentive.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. He's been talking about that for like the past 2 weeks. So this was not
getting that
sentence. Yeah. So that was a very long celebration. That might have been a record for like longest celebration. So now we happy for JD, man. He's having a career year. Kind of like me, he's 30, 31. So for him to be able to prove that he can stay healthy, obviously, and play a whole season and still dominate is big. KB as well, he's having a career year as well in sacks. So we're super happy for both of them.
Asking PQ what some of the other guys on this defensive line and the front do for you. He said there's a sense of calmness that everybody kind of knows their roles. I mean, including yourself with KVN and JD. What do you think you guys have provided overall with this?
We just got a whole bunch of guys. Obviously, KV's a two-time Super Bowl champion. Myself, I've been in a lot of different situations as well as JD. So I don't think between any of us, Herb as well, that probably any situation that we can be in, somebody's been in it. Obviously, the higher stakes games that KV's been in, he's been giving like a lot of good advice, just, you know, keeping guys mentally focused throughout the whole season. Obviously, today as well, we came up short again, but he's served us really, really well. So now we got a good group, man, and like I told everybody before the year, we don't have the super, super big names. Beeks is turning into that, but we do it by committee, and that's something we're proud of, and like I said, it's really, truly a group, and I'm happy to be a part.
Mike, speaking of health, how much did your health this season impact your 2-year extension?
I don't doubt it at all. If I'm not healthy, I don't think I'll be playing. So, no, I certainly would not be playing. I would retire. So, I'm thankful to God, first and foremost. Thankful to the training staff helping me get back from my bicep. Thankful for the weight room. Just busting butt every day throughout the summer. So, if I wasn't healthy, I would not be standing here talking to you about anything past this year. For sure.
Mike, how big has this year been to you in that regard? I mean,
kind of a challenging couple of years, and to play at the level that you are and then to get this extension?
I just walk out there with a different level of gratefulness. You don't take any snap for granted when you had 2 years with injuries. So, man, this has been, like I said, a dream come true. Obviously, we still got more to play for. But for me, just to make it through 17 healthy, being able to play well, have a career in myself, is fun. It's a blessing. And like I said, I'm just focused on the next round. But, no, it's been a big, big blessing.
Hardball.
He's also playing a contract year. Mm-hmm.
We all elated. Like I said, that dude has worked so hard, not just this offseason, the last offseason. He really, really works hard. He's been working hard since he's been in the league. So for him to be able to realize his dreams, and I'm sure he probably surpassing a lot of things he may have thought he could do. But for us, no, it's been huge. Obviously, he's the driver of this defense, especially our pass rush up front. So I don't have any words, but obviously, you know, for him to set these records is shock, but I can see it happening because of the work he's put in.
Do